Moonlight and Magnolias opens this week. We're beyond ready. As our director, Craig Ryan, says, all that's missing now is an audience. Preview tomorrow, then opening on Thursday with a 2 p.m. matinee and 7 p.m. evening performance. I feel very privileged to be working with such a talented and compatible company of theater professionals. A late snow in Sanford and vicinity failed to prevent me from flying from nearby Raleigh to Birmingham last week for a planned vacation of sorts. SETC was held there, and the graphical theme for the convention was a promotional photo I art directed for Guided Tour at Center Stage in 2007. I gather from BJ Kuntz that the SETC staff was absolutely thrilled with the image, but dear BJ has a gift for hyperbole, so I'll file that review under Very Happy. The weather in Birmingham was perfect, and the Bradford pears were in bloom. I found a number of pleasant places there to hover, Bottega, the Redmont, Safari Cup, and spent a great deal of time processing background and foreground the events of the last few years. One epiphany of note, I was very surprised to discover how much I miss Center Stage. Running neck and neck with the 5 years I spent as artistic director of the Bailey Players, my 18 months at Center Stage were the most creatively productive of my life. Hard not to miss such a heady, tumultuous, exhilarating, and yes, frequently infuriating environment. In Birmingham, flooded as it was with creative people come to town to vie with one another for what few employment opportunities exist in legitimate theater, I found myself reflecting on the many ways in which our role models equip us to acquire and attack and defend. So many of us leave the nest armed to the teeth with every weapon necessary to get ahead, but only the vaguest notion of how to get a heart. I think I'm finding my heart now. I hope I am. A product of Western pragmatism given to planning and predicting, I find it very difficult to live in the moment. My present is forever tangled up in my relationships with the past and the future. Would that it weren't so. Would that I could live more in the moment. As Blake said, he who kisses the joy as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise.